Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us. We're going to have some fun today, I think. Don, what do you think?
Yeah, I hope so.
We're going to try.
Are you on board, Ava?
We're
going to try. There is no
we're
try.
We're going to try.
Only do. We got a lot of cool stuff to talk about today. We're going to talk about pressure that seems to have reversed a bill that was going to eliminate some school programs. That's being reversed. And good news coming out of the Michigan area on St. Joseph's River on non-invasives. So good news there. Stay tuned. More coming right up.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Hey, Don, how are you doing?
I'm doing.
Are you okay?
If you guys only knew, see, the
already
those of you listeners only knew what went on behind the scenes. trying to get this thing put together, Don's like, and what
are
we doing right now?
We did that already?
Are we doing?
What are we talking about?
See how that works, Ava? Change the topic.
Yep.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Chill.
I am.
Did you know? This is going to be a two-part story.
Okay.
The first part, they started blowing snow at A Basin last week. Ski area.
Where is
that? To get
ready
for the ski season. Colorado.
Okay. Like anybody knows where A Basin is.
Well, I didn't know.
I didn't either.
A Basin is in the Summit County area. A Basin, Keystone, Copper
Where's
Mountain,
B Basin?
The whole area. And it's up right past Loveland Pass outside of Denver, about an hour and a half. 2 hours.
That's where B Basin is?
A Basin.
There's no C Basin.
Don?
I'd evidently get lost out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you would.
Okay.
One of the biggest tunnels. It's Eisenhower Tunnel. That's there.
Okay.
Kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a fun area. Anyway, they started blowing snow. So it's coming. The snow is soon to be on its way.
What are they at? 10,000, 12,000 feet?
10.
Yeah. It's cooler up there.
Much.
Yeah.
Much, much, much cooler.
Okay. We got a ways to go around here, though.
We do.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
So there was a story that I just pulled up just when you thought it was safe to go outside kind of thing. And this is out of Colorado as well. A bug-borne virus has killed 21 in Colorado this year, impacted 236 people with neurologic symptoms. So I just want to make sure everybody understands that summer's not over.
There's still skeeters flying around out there.
And that's exactly what it is. According to the Department of Public Health and Environment, 21 people have been killed by the West Nile virus in Colorado statewide through September 22nd. The deaths are among 460 people who have been affected by the virus. 236 of those people are impacted with neurologic symptoms. It's the largest spike in cases. It was in early August, a peak of 83 cases during the week of August 7th, with case reports remaining well above the five-year average through the first part of September. Typical West Nile virus season is May to October, pretty much standard across the U.S. People contract West Nile virus, don't notice the minor symptoms and quickly recover. It's probably the reason that more people have had it. That being said, when the virus is serious, it can be deadly. We saw more cases, about 3,000 cases. And the death number is pretty high, but it's most commonly spread to humans through infected mosquitoes, those mosquitoes become infected by feeding on infected birds, And that just kind of gives you the heebie-jeebies. It's like when you talk about wood ticks, you know, you have a little commentary on the wood ticks, and all of a sudden everybody's like, I think I got one.
Yep, you feel one.
You start itchy, scratchy, and yeah, it's not good. But
I got to admit, in our area at least, I haven't seen a lot of mosquitoes this year.
I have not either.
No, it hasn't been so bad.
It's been kind of nice.
Some gnats maybe.
No see-ems.
Yeah, that kind of thing going on. But yeah, other than that, nothing really. And I was I was really quite surprised when you look at the bugs and you think, oh, bugs are normally out and, you know, I'm out quite a bit. Didn't see a doggone thing. And I was pretty impressed with that. So, yeah, I'm very surprised at that level of lack of mosquitoes. And, of course, we didn't have a lack of bugs, though, either, Don. We had a lot of mayflies this year. The mayflies really have all over the
place.
Yeah,
they did their due diligence.
Yeah, when you can pick them up on radar, you turn the bridge lights off anywhere there's a major bridge near a body of water, and you have to turn them off. Otherwise, they...
Anytime you need a rake to pick them up,
you got a problem.
A scoop shovel.
Or a front-end loader.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people, like, they'll take snowplows out on the bridge to clean them off.
Yeah, they do the same thing up by Mille Lacs.
Gross.
They'll, if there's a wind, whatever side of the lake that the wind is blowing onto, it blows them right onto the roads. They die, and it becomes literally grease.
So,
have you ever seen the army worm infestation?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've run into that up in Canada a few times, and literally you get with a ray gun or a boat behind your vehicle, you got to slow down because they're literally they've eaten everything on this side of the road and they're going over here, and I mean it's squishy.
Ugh.
It's not, it's like, oh man, we got to clean the truck, but the boat will clean itself.
My husband made a valid point about the mayflies. Like, they're gross and annoying because they land on you, but they don't bite.
No.
Thank goodness. You know, and they don't pinch you.
No.
Mm-mm.
So, no. Thankfully, they're friendly. They're
friendly
annoying.
Bug. Yeah.
But they don't harm you.
You ever fish with them? You ever put one on a hook?
Yep. Tulabies. I did one when we were tulabies up when I was up at working at a resort up in Cabotogama. I did that. And that was fun. Tulabies, they get about 8-10 pounds. I mean, big, I should say 8-10, maybe 5-6. More realistic, 5-6. They're pretty big fish.
Right.
And unexpectedly, I was trying to get them fly fishing, and I caught some fly fishing. And then because I didn't have anything to match a mayfly. And so I hooked one and threw it out, and down it went. Well, I told you we were in the back channel fishing, and we actually had a hatch of mayflies that came up while we were there. It was nothing happening. And all of a sudden, the river just lit up like a Christmas tree. It was during the day, right at like 9 o'clock in the morning. And I thought, what is going on? And, of course, I saw a mayfly in the water. I went, oh, there's another. No. And then all heck broke loose,
yeah.
And that was all she wrote. So that was kind of cool to see.
Yeah, at least to actually see the hatch.
Yeah.
That would
be cool.
I think
it's a sign of a healthy river, though.
Oh, it's very healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
no
and
question.
They only, do they like clean water? Like, or does
mud
it
bottom.
Matter?
Mud bottom.
Mud bottom.
Yep.
So, I don't know that much about mayflies.
That's okay.
I guess I don't really need to.
You don't really
say,
need
do
to.
Do you want to?
No.
Well, stick around. We'll be right back with more Valley Outdoors.